Test 81, Section 3, Question 3. This one says, the statements above, in the statements above, the politician argues that. This is sounding like it's a conclusion question, saying, what does the politician argue? So we'll look at it kind of like a conclusion. So the politician says, the legal right to free speech does not protect all speech. Okay, so it doesn't protect all speech. For example, it's illegal to shout fire in a crowded mall if the only intent is to play a practical joke. So there's some things that are illegal, like shouting fire. The government may ban publication of information about military operations and the identity of undercover agents. Okay, so that's not free either. And extortion threats and conspiratorial agreements are also criminal acts. So that's also wrong. The criminalization of these forms of speech is justified since, although they are different from each other, they are all likely to lead directly to serious harm. So basically it's saying the conclusion of the argument of the whole point is some types of speech aren't protected and shouldn't be. So A, it is legitimate to prohibit some forms of speech on the grounds they are likely to lead directly to serious harm. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's arguing. A form of speech can be restricted only if it is certain it would lead. No, it just says they're likely to lead. In all but a few cases, restricting eventually leads directly to serious harm. No, it doesn't say that restrictions lead to harm, just restrictions can prevent harm. Any form of speech may, in one way or another, lead directly to harm. It doesn't say that that's true of any form of speech. And then all but one of several possible reasons for restricting freedom are unjustified. It doesn't say anything is unjustified. It just says these are. And so therefore, answer choice A is our correct response.